WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A wildfire spreading across Southern California. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
Ventura County under a state of emergency as the so-called mountain fire west of Los Angeles exploded in size. The mountain fire growing to over 20,000 acres in just 36 hours. Lower winds late Thursday allowing firefighters and fleets of helicopters to pour resources on hot spots. But at one point early on, the fire, turbocharged by hurricane force Santa Ana winds, burning 2,000 acres an hour.
Jewish soccer fans in Amsterdam say they were targeted following a match in which the team from Tel Aviv was playing. Dutch and Israeli leaders denouncing the violence as anti-Semitic. Five people were hospitalized and more than 60 people are under arrest. Trump campaign manager Susie Wiles has been tapped as President-elect Trump's chief of staff, the first woman to hold that job in the White House. Other names mentioned, possibly Florida Senator Marco Rubio to serve as Secretary of State. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlin. Devin Lemieux is set to return as the Republican Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate. The Oostburg legislator served as Majority Leader during both the 2021-22 and 2023-24 sessions and has been in the legislature since 2015. The Republican caucus elected Lemieux to the position during a Thursday meeting. A former Manitowoc County Sheriff's Lieutenant is accused of embezzling funds from the department. David Remicker will face a misconduct in office charge for allegedly stealing over $5,000 taken during asset forfeiture when he makes an initial appearance in December. And a Wisconsin native and NASCAR Truck Series driver is being fined $12,500 for skipping work to go to vote Tuesday. Seymour native Ty Majeski was supposed to be at a press conference in Arizona Tuesday ahead of the championship race Friday night. Instead, he came to Wisconsin to vote. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny, and it will be warmer today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon, with wind northwesterly at about 5 to 10. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon, 55. Sunday, morning rain, afternoon clearing, high of 54. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. 7:03 on Friday morning. The weekend is in sight. Here is the police. Every breath you take on Max FM.
Thank you. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:11 a.m. on Friday morning. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny and beautiful, a high of 57. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 34. On Saturday, we do have an afternoon chance of rain. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 53. Saturday night, rain chances continue, and that is going to go into Sunday morning with a high of 54. On Monday, Veterans Day, sunny with a high of 54. Looking ahead to the middle of next week, we're going to see highs in the 50s, near 60 some days, and a beautiful week ahead. Currently, it is 39 degrees outside. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I am doing great. Happy Friday and happy weather forecast. Again, you just really have the magic touch on that weather forecast. Boy, I think it gets better like every day. I mean, you just had like a little bit of rain on Saturday, but like otherwise it's perfect. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. So if you have things you need to do, today's the day to do them, or even tomorrow morning. I mean, you're talking November, highs near 60. I mean, I'm not going to complain at all about that. We do need the rain just because it's been so dry. So, you know, get it Saturday night into Sunday a little bit. Hey, we'll get it out of the way. But I can't believe we're talking highs near 60 next week as well. Middle of November almost. I can't believe it.
No reason to put the motorcycle away. I have to say that. Bicycles too. Keep that stuff out, you know. Keep getting outside as much as you can until Dave tells us that the winter is coming.
Yeah, I'm hoping that goes for a while. One of my goals has always been to golf on my birthday, and I have never accomplished that yet. So that is a goal of mine, and so we'll see if that actually happens this year or not. The chances
are. When is your birthday again?
Sometime next month.
Sometime next month. All right. I will put the intel on that because we're going to know what that is way before that happens so we can set up some birthday hijinks.
Yeah, we'll see. It's one of those days of the week. It's like, yeah, it falls on that and it's like, wah, wah, wah. But yeah, I want to get golfing. That's ultimately my goal. It's either been too cold or there's been snow on the golf course already. It's really a question of which one it'll be. We've had everything from ice storms to thunderstorms, snowstorms, blizzards. I mean, it varies. And, I've never really had a great weather day on my birthday. There's been weekends after where it's been great. But, yeah.
So. Well, I can tell you, I got you there because I don't think I've ever had a good weather day as my birthday's at the end of January. So I'm going to go ahead and say I win that pity party because yeah. There was literally what was that called? Polar vortex 1 year for 4 days over my birthday.
My.
And yeah, so there was one birthday I remember that was like in the high 50s and sunny. So we were outside with no coats and it was definitely memorable. But yeah, it's always zero below wind chill, below. So yeah, got you there, bud. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And Wendy's also falls towards the end of January timeframe as well. And it's just we've had very interesting weather on both of ours. And, you try to make plans for it and it's like, yeah, you don't even do it anymore because it's not a question of what, it's just, or a question of if, it's a question of what at this point. And
yes,
so, yeah,
exactly.
We'll see.
Exactly.
I'm excited.
But it's nice to celebrate during those dark months too. Like people tend to want to get out of the house and do stuff if they're able with the heavy weather sometimes at that, January and February months because they're tired of sitting inside. So sometimes you can get people to get up and join you for your birthday. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that this year.
Yeah, we'll see. And I always like getting the cars out on that day too. And depending, as long as the salt hasn't been down, I'll get one of the cars out typically, provided the weather's nice. But the minute the salt goes down on the road, both of those get put away for the winter. So I need to work on doing that. I've got one ready, somewhat ready to go. The other is not even close. So I plan on driving them, Maybe take the T-tops off the one if we get nice weather yet.
Ooh, for those of you that don't know, Dave has some really cool like muscle cars. So we'll have to, I don't know, you should probably take some pictures of something of those and post them up if you haven't already so people know how cool you are. Because those are some cool cars, man. And in my opinion, cool cars make people cool.
Well, they're definitely fast. We have a red one that's pretty fast. And then a silver one was my dad's car. And I remember when he got that, it was right after he retired. And all I'm thinking is, why are you getting that? That car is just going to get you into trouble. It was kind of the role reversal, It's like, that car is very loud. It's very fast. I'm like, I don't know that you really should be driving that. I just see you getting in trouble. And ironically, a week after he had it, one of our retired deputies asked me about that car and if my dad was driving it.
He was spotted, huh? And you're like, yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, you couldn't miss it. It was loud. As he put it, it's louder than his Harley.
Oh, okay. Well, if anyone never heard a Harley going by, I think they can have a good comparison then. I mean, yeah. It's a big engine in that car.
Yeah.
So,
Exactly.
Listen to us. We're like a mini car talk show. Okay. We need to move on to other things.
Well, we got exciting stuff happening. Well, first off, as a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those into us now, 608-355-9970 or the free Civic Media app. It's a free download on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse and then click the text button. You can also stream us from that. We already have a couple of local birthdays. It's the weekend list, so make sure to get those in. And I'm bursting with excitement, Emily. I don't normally get this excited this early on Friday morning, but we received some pretty cool news yesterday. Billy Joel.
Yes, we did. Go ahead. You got
Billy this. I know. Billy Joel and Sting are set to headline a concert at American Family Field next year. The Milwaukee Brewers announced on Thursday that the one night one stage concert will be on Saturday, April 26th. This concert will be the first time Billy Joel has performed in Milwaukee since 2019 and Sting's first time since 2016. Tickets go on sale next Friday, November 15th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. We were talking about this earlier this week, ironically, and this is not a plug from what we talked about earlier this week. We had no idea until late yesterday when we got this message and that Billy Joel is coming to Milwaukee. Dave's bucket list,
like,
in case anyone missed
it. You literally said, this is my bucket list. And then off the air when we were chatting, the two of us were like, oh my God, it'd be so amazing to see Billy Joel. I've always wanted to see him. That's bucket list item for sure. And we had gone back and forth a bunch about it. And literally a day and a half later, you get this news and shared it with me. I was like, what? Like, I mean, it was literally like we manifested it. So I'll take that. Just get excited out there. Billy Joel, Sting. I mean, two of some of the best artists out there have been doing it for so long. That's what I think, besides just the credit to the talent for both of these artists, is the longevity, right? I mean,
right?
That is a lot of talent and energy and moving with the times and how music changes. And they've always kept their own style and their own voice very, very strongly, but also been able to, you know, adapt a bit to what it is that's happening in popular culture in terms of music. I mean, both of them have been able to be, you know, in many different genres of music in terms of like being played on pop radio all the way to classics, all the way to rock and roll, right? So, I mean, it's just, and then they're able to both do acoustic stuff. I mean, it's just icons, right? So, like, and them being together, imagine, like, the energy between the two of them, you know, being on stage, being on one stage one night kind of feeling. So I'm so excited about this news. I think y'all should be excited. And I think it would be, and you said, remind us again and remind the listeners about when the tickets go on sale and then the details of the show again.
So the show is going to be the April 26th, 2025 American Family Field. Tickets go on on sale next Friday, November 15th. 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And again, Billy Joel, amazing artist. And I'm getting a text in right now as we speak. Becky texted that they saw Billy Joel at Miller Park in 2019. It was an awesome show. And then someone also had said that that'd be a great birthday present. So I'm glad they didn't use our regular text line for that, because we don't need to spill the beans on that date. I just am excited because I've been a huge Billy Joel fan forever. I mean, I have every single one of his CDs, quite honestly. I've got the Billy Joel book sitting right behind me in the home studio. And, I mean, I think about the classics like Piano Man and everything that was going also on Billy Joel's life during the time. He wrote about some of those things in his various songs. And, you know, he had this market before Taylor Swift did.
Oh, heck yeah, definitely. I mean, right, like Uptown Girl is about Christie Brinkley. Like, that is amazing, right? Like, that is, I mean, that is iconic. And that is about, you know, is a sign of the times. And I love how he twists and turns his lyrics to represent his personal life, but makes these beautiful stories out of it that, like, you know, he has characters in his songs that he talks about, right? Like, I mean, they're just, you can close your eyes and actually see, like, like a mini little movie or something. Like, he just, he's such a great songwriter. It really just blows your mind. And not to mention, how, come on, the piano, like, give me a break.
Amazing. And then he also did We Didn't Start the Fire. And you think about the chronological order of how he laid everything out in that was just unbelievable. And it was so popular when that song came out during the late 80s. And that was from the album Stormfront, if I remember correctly. And so that came out, I believe, 1989 is when that was released. And he had everything down to a T in chronological order. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that Fall Out Boy also did their own version of this song. And, you know, the song is okay, don't get me wrong, but they did not follow the chronological order of it. And I'm sorry, but that was the neat part of that song. And if you go back and you listen and compare the two of them, there is a huge difference of it. And again, two different artists, two different completely eras. But to have the talent that Billy Joel has and Sting has, the part with Billy Joel that also amazed me was he had that live concert in New York that was televised on CBS. And do you remember, did you get a chance to watch that at all, Emily?
Are you talking about just recently?
Yes.
Yes, I did catch part of that, yes.
And so I was very stoked about that. And it got delayed because there was a sporting event. And then some of the CBS stations, during the very last song, they decide to go into their local news. And this started a huge, huge controversy. I was literally talking about that on air when it happened. I may have been filling in on the morning show that day as well, if I remember correctly. And so it was huge because everyone was just up in arms later that day. Because I had said to Wendy, I said, I'm glad we got to see the end of it, but it felt like they kind of just chopped it off there at the end. And then I started reading a little bit later into the night how people were really upset that they didn't get to see it. And so CBS actually had to rerun it that Friday night in its entirety because there were so many listeners that were upset about that.
You got to do that. I mean, they made a mistake. And, you know, I think they tried to make up for it. And I hope that that, you know, appeased people because, yeah, that's just disrespectful. You know, I appreciate the local news like every next guy, right? We're in the media, but like,
right.
Just, you know, let the man have his day. It's like a comeback situation. And he worked hard on that. Should have had his moment on stage there. That's kind of ridiculous. So hopefully, you know, some of us will get a chance to see him live next year in April. That would be, yeah, like you said, bucket list, a moment in your life to just, you know, feel the love, feel the luck that people brought you to and be able to attend that concert would just be so amazing. So, yeah, I definitely grew up with him. I know a lot of the songs by heart, you know, that was one mm-hmm. of the ones as a young kid, you know, I loved to sing. And those were some ones that you could really, you know, wrap your head around and try to sing a cappella if you were working on it, because you could match some of his tones and he does some harmonizing. And like, I don't, you know, like, so I have a lot of practice singing a lot of Billy Joel songs, for better or for worse. So either way, it brings me joy. So if you're out there in your car and you want to sing along with somebody, those are some good ones. Cause you know what? It just kind of makes you smile. Like he's just, yeah. His stuff is great. So Sting, too, grew up with that one and have tons of memories, like singing and dancing with my friends in elementary school and middle school to Sting. So, yeah, I mean, it would be an iconic moment, especially having grown up in the decades that we did, right? Be able to see these guys on stage. So fingers crossed, you know, that maybe we'll get to check it out. We'll see.
I'm hoping so. And I actually, back in the day, and a lot of people in this area probably don't know, but I did a lot of performing arts when I was younger. And Billy Joel was one of my favorite artists to do back in the day. And thankfully, that was in the VHS tape. So any evidence of that is long since gone. Before we had internet.
I'm sure you were great. And you know what? I'm going to find people that knew you back then. And I'm going to find out. I'm sure you were great.
I had a lot of fun with
it. Frankly, we were both probably singing Billy Joel around this each other.
Aye.
Okay. We might have to compare notes like off the air and be like, okay, what year were you singing? What song?
Yeah, exactly.
It could definitely be a thing.
It definitely would be. I mean, and that's the part is just, it wasn't, you could perform it and he had just so many great songs and they were just, again, topic appropriate is what I always liked about Billy Joel and just the whole Christie Brinkley history and the soul that went into that song. You know, that was the other part of it is, and everyone's like, oh, Taylor Swift always writes about her boyfriends, her ex-boyfriends and da-da-da-da-da. Billy Joel did it a long time ago, you know, and it just, and no one was upset about it either, you know, because everyone had those mutual feelings. Everyone had lived that at that point in time as well. So
true.
So
yeah, there's some good news to receive, that's for sure. And it's really nice to like go down the memory lane talking about it, because as we know, those of us who, you know, are obsessed with music, when you have certain songs, especially if they were your favorites or you were singing them or listening to them a lot during your formative years, they are connected to your emotions. And so you are, you know, when you listen to them again or sing them or even talk about some of those songs, the memories come flooding back of what exactly was happening at that time, what you were going through in your life, if the music helped you get through a time that was hard or if it was a celebratory moment. So I have a lot of memories connected with Billy Joel music. And I got to say, they're all good, which isn't always the case with music, right? Sometimes you listen to music in order to like get through hard stuff. And most of those songs really just made me happy. And I'd play them when it was like a really like high moment in my life, right? And then sing and enjoy the day. So yeah, I think I'll probably do that today. It's Friday. Why not? So maybe later today, I'll just play some of it and just play a couple albums in a row and have a good time.
And I think it's a great idea. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to play Billy Joel, River of Dreams, coming up here in just a moment. I spiked that into the playlist here because I'm going to have a few Billy Joel songs throughout the day today in the playlist just to celebrate this. But we don't typically do River of Dreams, so I'm going to play that one because that is probably one of my favorites. I'm not going to go back into Piano Man and all that stuff yet. We'll save that for another day. And, you know, I'm excited about this. And I know you are as well, Emily. So we're going to have to see if we can get to that. That'll be fun. So what we're going to do as a reminder, if you have a birthday or anniversary, text those into us, 608-355-9970. Emily and I'll talk about those when she's back with me right around 7:50, Emily.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. Coming up, we will have Billy Joel and River of Dreams on Max FM.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Happy hour at Lake City Social in Wisconsin Dells means half-price beer, wine, and cocktails. Order your favorite beverage at this delicious discount at the bar or lounge only Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. and all day Sunday. Lake City Social is the place for tasty appetizers like stuffed mushrooms, cheese curds, and their signature duck bacon rangoons. Save $3 on every appetizer during happy hour at the bar or lounge. Lake City Social. Be social. Eat local. LakeCitySocialWI.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Sharpen your skills by building and reinforcing muscle memory with practice on their 10-lane shooting range. Dez's expert staff also offers custom-made rifles, concealed carry classes, special event hosting, and much more. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 shooting range gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
I've never been a spiritual man. Baptized by fire, I wade into the river that is running to the promised land. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the river so deep. We all end in the ocean. We all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night.
In the middle of. I go walking in the. In the middle of. I go walking in the. In the middle of. I go walking in the. In the middle of. I go walking in the. In the middle of.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:33. I'm with Billy Joel. As Emily announced, Billy Joel and Sting is going to be at American Family Stadium next year. We're excited about that, so we're going to play a little extra Billy Joel music this morning. One of our favorites, definitely while I was growing up and Emily was growing up, our era of music. And it's just Billy Joel and Sting going to be in Wisconsin in 2025. I can't get over how excited I am. I would probably play Billy Joel all morning long, but yeah, I'd probably get in trouble for that as well. You know, a little bit of Christmas music yesterday. I heard about that one as well. So congratulations to all our winners yesterday that did win tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater for the Big Show Mannheim Steamroller next Friday, November 15th. Doors open at 7, show at 8. If you did not win tickets, they still have a few tickets available. I did go look just a few minutes ago. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary and know someone that is, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. We'll have those up right around 7:50 this morning.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a live auction for the Larry Kerner Estate. We're starting at 9 a.m. It's going to be a very large auction featuring tools as well as some very nice John Deere tractors, low hours, pontoon boat, and much more. There will be live and online bidding on the larger items starting at approximately noon. Again, that's the Larry Kerner Estate live auction. We're starting this morning at 9 a.m. It's located on Highway W between Baraboo and Portage. You can check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. Next week on Tuesday is our November firearms consignment auction. We have over 400 firearms for this auction, as well as lots of ammo and other hunting and fishing related items. That auction ends Tuesday at 9 a.m. Online only auction on that one. And then on Thursday and Friday, we have a drop-off day for our November farm consignment auction. We're accepting items from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
Damian Lillard had 34 and Giannis Antetokounmpo had 31 points and 16 rebounds to lead the Bucks to a 123-100 win over Utah, ending their six-game losing streak. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks are in New York to take on the Knicks tonight. Badgers off to a 2-0 start, knocking off Montana State 79-67 at the Kohl Center last night. Nina native Max Klesmit poured in a season-high 26 to lead the way. UW-Milwaukee blown out at Northern Iowa 87-68, and the Marquette Tide women dropped their season opener 57-50 at Central Florida. NFL, Baltimore held off Cincinnati 35-34 last night. Bengals scoring late and could have forced overtime with an extra point, but they went for two and came up short. Lamar Jackson threw for four touchdowns in the win. Ja'Marr Chase, 11 catches, 264 yards and three touchdowns in the loss for Cincinnati. Wisconsin hosting Minnesota in Big Ten hockey action at the Kohl Center tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny, and it will be warmer today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwesterly at about 5 to 10. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon, 55. Sunday, morning rain, afternoon clearing, high of 54. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. 7:38 on Friday morning. Here's Duran Duran on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Well, we're going to Billy Joel instead. Then we'll have Duran Duran.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling polished and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Max FM.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick that took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:48 a.m. on a beautiful Friday morning. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 34. On Saturday, a slight chance of late afternoon rain showers. Partly sunny, a high of 53. Saturday night, rain is likely, a low of 45. Sunday, rain chances continue in the morning, a high of 54. And we could see the rain clear out early Sunday afternoon on Veterans Day Monday. Sunny with a high of 54. Looking ahead to Tuesday, sunny, a high of 53. Shower chances return Wednesday and Thursday, but we're looking at highs in the 50s next week. Currently 42 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily. It's a beautiful morning out there.
Yeah, it is beautiful. All the leaves are, like, depending on what kind of trees you have, right? Like, the leaves are still at different states of their changing color. So where I am, there is the way the sun comes in really early in the morning. It's just these three trees still have a whole bunch of leaves on them, and they all are different colors, each tree, and it just is making them glow. So it's lovely. You know, if you're up anyways, you might as well go outside and see how pretty it is. It's not so cold out. It feels pretty nice, actually. So yeah, it's a nice morning out there for sure.
Most definitely. And if you know anyone celebrating birthday anniversaries, now the time to get those texted in. 608-355-9970, or use a free Civic Media app to send those over to us, because we have that long weekend birthday list, Emily and Lee, and I'll do our best to pare that down a little bit here so you have a little bit of time to get those in. We have a couple that have come in for the weekend, so we'll get those on shortly. We'll start with today, November 8th. Some of our celebrity birthdays include Lauren Elena, 30. Her biggest hit was Road Less Traveled. She was once Scotty McCreery's runner-up on American Idol, if we remember that. Now a Grand Ole Opry member.
And I know. Wow. What a long list for a 30-year-old already. That's a lot.
Right? And to be a Grand Ole Opry member, there's something to be said about that at the age of 30. And yeah, we all remember who Scotty McCreery is. So, I mean, that was a great season of American Idol. Probably one of the last ones that I watched really closely, I can honestly say.
Yeah, I haven't caught American Idol for several years, but it's still a cool idea for a show. I mean, it's a way, it was at the time when it started, a new way to be able to be recognized for your talent. So that's pretty cool, because it used to be you had to be spotted live somewhere by, you know, a label person, you know, or whatever, a record producer. So it's kind of a cool way to get out there in front of the audience that maybe you wouldn't have found otherwise. So I think it's a great concept for a show.
Me too.
I always got caught up in it. That's for sure. It was really exciting.
Yeah.
You'd start to feel like you knew the people on there and were cheering for them. And yeah, it was pretty cool. So
let's see.
So some other folks on the list. So Jack Osborne is 39. That's the icon Ozzy Osbourne's son and traveling companion. So that must be an interesting road trip. Jessica Lowndes is 36. She played Adriana Tate Duncan on 90210. I don't remember that character, although I have to say, embarrassingly enough, I did watch that show constantly. So maybe that was the later years in which I quit watching it. I don't know. Maybe it's the new version. Maybe that's why I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But yeah, did not make it to watch that one at all. Another funny and strange piece of comedy, I guess, in terms of movies, Sharknado.
Oh my.
So the character April, played by Tara Reid, is 49 today. So happy birthday to you. And then Gretchen Mol is 52. She was an American Gigolo, fabulous movie, and Boardwalk Empire, which is a fabulous series. Both of those two are great. A little bit older. Check those out if you haven't yet. They are definitely highly recommended.
Yes, for sure. And let's see, we have Gordon Ramsay. He's 58. The Foulmouth, Hell's Kitchen, and Kitchen Nightmare Chef. His dialogues include more bleeps and R2-D2s. I love watching his show. He has some neat shows, to say the least. And I actually know somebody that was on one of his shows that's a chef. So that's kind of... Yes, and he does a great job cooking. His name is Scott, and it's just, to hear some of the stories, just amazing.
Is Gordon Ramsay like that off stage?
Yes.
Do you think? I mean, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, you never know if they, kind of soup up their personalities on, the camera for the effects. Okay, so he is just a foul-mouthed individual. I mean,
yes.
I have to say, I spent a lot of years working in restaurants, and
right,
there are some chefs that have some type A personalities and some very interesting language when they get stressed out. And then they can also be incredibly artistic and incredible people. But they, you know, they feel the heat, literally. So
literally, you feel the heat. Trust me, been there, done it, and you do feel the heat. But I usually was having a lot of fun when I was in the kitchen. So probably too much fun.
Yeah, I was on the other side of that fun in the front of the house. So, you know, you got to have the like momentary colorful language as you walk to the kitchen, got involved in it, and then turn around and had to put on your best behavior to go back out to the front and talk to people.
Right, and walk right back out, you know. So exactly. Well, oh, I can't believe it. Somebody's
really
actually calling me. Somebody's calling during our live morning show, Emily. Great. Can you believe that?
Hey, you know what? Somebody wants to talk to you, Dave.
I know. Whatever. It's like,
you know,
my cell phone is ringing. It's not 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I can't answer that. I'm live on air. So anyways.
Call him back, by the way. Yeah, call him back after 9. We'll hop through a couple more of these birthdays today. Yeah. Happy birthday to Ricky Lee Jones, incredible artist, 70 today. Bonnie Raitt, hands down, one of my favorite. Talking about Billy Joel earlier and Sting, Bonnie Raitt's up there on those. I've never gotten to see Bonnie Raitt, but a couple of people in my family did just recently in Madison, and they had too good of a time. So I'll just look at that. She's famous for Something to Talk About, I Can't Make You Love Me, and Have a Heart. All just incredible, incredible, beautiful love ballads. And then, I don't know, should we hop over to the weekend quick?
Saturday's list, I will look at that real quick. Saturday, November 9th, some of the birthdays. These are Nikki Blonsky, 36, Tracy Tomblood in the 2007 version of Hairspray. Chris Lane is 40, country singer Fix and Take Back Home Girl. Sisqó is 46, biggest hit, the 1999 masterpiece, Thong Song.
If you can get that,
you know
that
what I'm going to search
playlist,
for right now.
I'll definitely buy you a cup of coffee.
I am going to see. Oh,
yeah, that's it. Oh, boy, he found it. All right, everybody, buckle up. It's Friday. He's going to play the Thong Song. So just a throwback to 99. Everybody remember what you were doing that weird song came out, because it played every other song on the radio if you listen to pop radio.
Yeah.
Who else we got here?
I'm distracted. I'll let you look.
That's okay. I got it. REO Speedway. Sorry, excuse me. Let me start again. Alan Gratzer from REO Speedwagon is 76. Take It on the Run, Baby. Keep on Loving You. In Your Letter, Can't Fight This Feeling. Those are great songs. Lou Ferrigno is 73. Come on. He was the original Incredible Hulk of your parents' generation. I don't know who they're talking to in this, because I grew up watching the Hulk. So
that.
I'm like, who is this messaging for? He played himself on the King of Queens, which is super fun. Yep. Yep. And then I'll switch over real quickly to some Sunday birthdays while Dave messes with the playlist as usual.
I'm there if you need me to be.
Sunday. Yep. No, I got you. November 10th. Happy birthday to Mackenzie Foy, 24, star of Black Beauty and the remake of Disney's The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Let's see. Who do I have on here? Sabrina Spellman on the Netflix series, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. She was also Sally Draper, the oldest child of Don Draper and Betty Francis on Mad Men. Fabulous series from back in the day. Oh, my gosh. It's just an eye-opener on how people used to treat people. It's pretty just interesting. I'll just put it that way.
Is.
That's my word, by the way, for when there's other words that I might say. And that's the word I'm going to use, is interesting. Interestingly enough, Lou Ferrigno Jr., is 40 on Sunday. So a couple of dudes having birthdays together this weekend.
Yeah.
He played Rocker on SWAT. Miranda Lambert, everybody knows her, great country artist, 41. Diplo is 46. Eve is 46. She played Terry in the Barbershop movies, which are fantastic movies. Warren G. Okay.
Regulate.
Dude, I will buy you more than a cup of coffee. Find Regulate.
We don't have that.
List,
I was so already looking.
Oh, come on.
I've got it on CD, believe it or
so
not.
Much.
I've got that in my car on CD. The whole album.
Here's something I didn't know about Warren G. He's the younger half-brother of Dr. Dre.
I know. I didn't know that either.
Am I just, like, out of it? Like, that's my stuff from my day. Like,
I know.
Feel like I should know that. Here, I'm going to end with this one. Dude that I love, Sinbad, is 68. Sinbad was a great comedian turned actor. He was also Coach Walter Oaks on A Different World, which I love that show so much. Love that show so much. So
great,
we're going to skip over to, I think Dave's still looking for stuff, not sure. But
I've got it. I've got it all
birthdays?
Ready to go. So,
all right, hit up the local birthdays.
So
there's
two
a special
local
one
birthdays
on there,
that we have to talk about. Carrie Benson, happy birthday to you from
happy
Becky.
Birthday.
Her birthday's today. And then we do have a special birthday tomorrow, November 9th. Linda Grant is celebrating a birthday. I'm not going to say how old she is, but happy birthday to my mom, Linda. Her birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Linda.
I'll put it this way. We can't even play something from the Saturdays in the 60s and 70s to celebrate it.
Not do that to Linda. Happy birthday, Linda. Don't let your son tease you. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the nice weather. Curiously enough, Dave, I don't know why we have so many connections. My mom's name's Linda, too.
That, oh my gosh. This is meant to be, you know, so.
I know, it's great. Every time I'm like, wait, what? There's another thing. I know, yep. And Billy Joel and singing Prince on stage. Like, let's just, okay, anyways, let's get back to Linda. Linda, Dave's mom, clearly you did something right. You raised a cool dude. So happy birthday to you. Being a mom is a lot of work. So hands down to you for doing a great job. So happy, happy birthday, Linda.
Especially if you met my brother, you know how accurate that statement is. Anyways, ooh, happy birthday to my mom. And happy birthday and happy anniversary to anyone that is celebrating. All right, it is Cisco's birthday. We're going to play the thong song just because we can. Woo! So, and then we'll be back right after 8:10, Emily.
All right, sounds good.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know I never couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise like an act of dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, what, baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Like, what, all night long. Let me see that thong. Baby, that thong, the thong, thong, thong. I like it when the beat goes. Baby, make your booty go. That thong, the thong, thong, thong.